Are you allowed to wear tzitzis in a cemetery? Pretty straight up question. Either yes, no. You got to get answers for it. Not as controversial as some other questions, but practically speaking, we go to cemeteries, unfortunately, too often than we'd like to. You know, especially, you know, as we get into the summer months, Tisha B'Av months, and then Rosh Hashanah. So, do you wear your tzitzis out? Must you remove your tzitzis? So, Shulchan Aruch says, Mutru l'kanei so beis ha-kvaros, based on the Gemara and Brachos, it's permitted to enter into beis ha-kvaros, v'ulav v'shtzitzis, you're allowed to wear tzitzis. It sounds like even if the tzitzis are out, the strings are out, v'u shuvo ye nigra l'kvaros. As long as they're not dragging on the kever itself, then it's permitted. Aval im hu nigra l'kvaros, it's asur bishum loeg l'rosh. If the tzitzis drag on the kever itself, then you have a problem of a loeg l'rosh. Now, what is loeg l'rosh? It is this concept that you're mocking the dead people. In other words, the dead people can't fulfill the mitzvahs anymore. So by you flaunting your tzitzis in front of them, says the Mishnah Berurah, shenira kimecharif, it's as if you're mocking them, she'enim yichon l'kayim es ha-mitzvahs.
But the Mason aren't doing this mitzvah because they're all wrapped in a talis.
Oh, so we'll get to that in a second. That's a good point. So it seems seemingly the Mason are not able to perform mitzvahs anymore, though, because they're in the Olam Emes. So they're not... They don't have the opportunity to do mitzvahs. Now, we'll get to your point in a second that they may be wearing tzitzis, but simply put, they've lost their chance to do mitzvahs. So by you wearing it, it's mocking them. Comes along the Shulchan Aruch, b'mei devar mamurim b'yemei hem. The only time that it was permitted to wear tzitzis in the Beis HaKvaros, if it's not touching the kever, is in those times. Because for them, tzitzis was a regular beged. They would wear their regular clothes, and the strings would attach it if it was a four-cornered garment. Us who put on the beged specifically for b'shem mitzvah, it's asur seshulchan aruch based on Rabbeinu Yonah. I feel enam nigrarim, even if they don't drag on the floor. Ba'animili k'shatzitzis meguin. That's only if the tzitzis are visible. Avugamim imimim mechusim mutter. So in other words, the upshot of shulchan aruch is, even nowadays, you could wear tzitzis in a beis hakvaros as long as the tzitzis are covered. Now, what it covered means, so the Biskei Tshuva cites the Lekei Yosher, notes that many, including the Trumas Hadeshin, would remove the beged completely so that it would be covered, because otherwise you can have a flap, you know, your shirt's going to untuck, it's going to be flapped up, or you have your tzitzis, it's given. You know, we always have those people who have their tzitzis tucked in, we always have that one string sticking out, you know, like a tail in the back of their pants, you're not going to realize it, or you're going to have the flap up here. It's not only the tzitzis, it's the beged itself. You can have, you know, by your collar, it always is like showing a little bit. So therefore, some say you should remove your tzitzis completely. However, a simple minhag of Shulchan Aruch is that it should be mechusa, it should be covered up. Now, there is an interesting minog Yemen, Temani minog, where the Yemenites actually wear their tzitzis out, and some, I think there's a minog that they even wear a talis, apparently, in a beis hakvaros. So, what is pshat with that? So, interestingly, the Rambam never actually brings this halacha down. He says you're not supposed to wear tefillin in a beis hakvaros. You're not supposed to bring a sefer Torah to a beis hakvaros, to a cemetery. But he doesn't mention anything about not wearing tzitzis. So Ratzabi, who's one of the top Yemenite rabbanim, he says the source of the Yemenites wearing talis and tefillin, talis and tzitzis in a cemetery is because they paskin like the Rambam that it's permitted. So the obvious question is, well, why is it permitted? The Gemara seem to say it's loeg l'rosh, it's mocking the dead people. What's up with the Rambam? So four pshatim. Number one, you could say it's not clear that you're performing the mitzvah. It's simply on your clothes. If you wear tefillin in the Beis HaKvaros, everyone knows it's a mitzvah. Tefillin is a mitzvah. Every flight attendant knows, oh yeah, he's putting on those weird things on his head again. Everyone knows it's a mitzvah. But when it sits, no one really knows. They think that maybe it's, I don't know, chain you got out of there. It's not clear, but it's for a mitzvah, and therefore maybe it's Rama Molds. It's not Loeg L'rosh. Second issue you could say is what you were saying. The Mason are sometimes wearing tzitzis, or there's Midrashim that say that it's as if the Mason is wearing tzitzis, and therefore, if that's the pshat, he's fulfilling this mitzvah, even though he's not chayiv to fulfill anymore because he's dead, but he's at least fulfilling the mitzvah. So for you to go wear tzitzis, maybe it's not mocking him so much. Third answer you could say is that tzitzis is only a mitzvah if you wear a four-cornered garment. If you don't wear the four-cornered garment, you don't have a chayiv in tzitzis. So tzitzis is not as much of a flaunt as wearing tefillin or bringing a sefer Torah, which you're mechuyev to do, here it's not so much of a flaunt. The Enayim Mishpat, I think it's Rabbi Ali's grandfather. Enayim Mishpat, not sure, don't quote me on that, but I think so, gives a fourth answer to this question. The Rambam says that you don't own a loig l'rush at all. In fact, the Rambam never mentions loig l'rush, this concept, even by tefillin. He says you shouldn't wear tefillin in the cemetery, but it doesn't say why. So you know why he suggests, the Rambam says you're not going to wear tefillin or bring a sefer Torah into a cemetery? Because it's a bizayon to the mitzvah. It's degrading to bring a sefer Torah into a place of tumah like a Beis HaKfaros. It's degrading to bring tefillin into Beis HaKfaros. But tzitzis, where do you wear tzitzis? In the bathroom, right? Everywhere. So if you're wearing a tzitzis anywhere into the bathroom, why can I bring it into the Beis HaKfaros? So if that's the reason, the Rambam, it's based on bizayon, so only tefillin and sefer Torah, but tzitzis, you can. However, the Mishnah Yosef doesn't like this answer, because he says, come on, bathroom and Beis HaKfaros are two different things. The tumah of a bathroom is unclean. It's unclean. It's not a spiritual tumah that you have a Beis HaKfaros. That already, maybe you shouldn't bring it into the Beis HaKfaros. Yeah.
Does Rambam hold, they say that you shouldn't say Hallel when you have Yizkor or something, because it's loig l'rush when you step on Mason?
I'm not sure. Did he say the reason of loig l'rush? We have to check. I'm not sure. You have to check. If he says loig l'rush, that would be a shrug up on this point.
But,
I hear you.
It's different.
Right, maybe Loig L'Rush is not different in the basic kvaros. Fine. But what about if, yeah? So talus is different because it's bad. The reason why we don't bring a talus to the bathroom is only not because of the Kedusha of the Beged, because it's dedicated for tefillah. Because it's a tefillah item. And that's why they say kittel, maybe you shouldn't bring it in the bathroom also, because it's dedicated for tefillah. Tefillah, davening, not tefillah, dipping. Tefillah for davening. And so if that's the case, but tzitzis though, you can bring into a bathroom. No, forget about making a bracha. So you're saying there should be no kedushin tzitzis.
Right.
I hear you. Maybe she's saying, and therefore you should assert tzitzis in the basic bar also. Right. I hear you. And that's what this mission is says. It doesn't like the dimion of a bathroom to a basic bar. It's like the two different, you're really comparing apples and oranges, which I think is similar to what you're saying. So, but nice, let's say you do. You wear tzitzis out in the basic bar. And you're not Yemenite. You're not Temani. What do you have to do? So I saw this is a great sefer, Rabbi Tzel Hartman. I just saw, I think, speaking of Chazak next week. You can check him out. There's a big Talmud Chacham, Rabbi Yitzchak, I think is from Chicago. It's a Sephardi Rav from Chicago. I think so. I may be wrong, but I think so. So the Tzel Hartman is a great piece on this question. And he says, look, if you wear your tzitzit out, it happens all the time. People forget, they go to cemetery, you wear their tzitzit out. What do you have to do? Do you have to do tshuva or not? So he says, in general, if you embarrass someone after their death and they're dead and you can't do tshuva, you don't have to go to the kever to ask forgiveness. You have to go to the place where you sinned against them. Well, where did you sin against them over here? In the Beis HaKvaros. So he says, maybe you should have to go to the Beis HaKvaros and say, I'm sorry for wearing my tzitzis out. If you're still there and you realize, so you stick them back in, and then you go daven and ask for mechila. So he asked this to Rabbi Sroi Dablitsky, one of the poskim of the previous dark. And he agreed, he said, you do need to go to the cemetery and ask forgiveness. What about the Yemenite minug? The Taimanim, they wear it in Wechachila out in the cemetery. So maybe you didn't do something so bad. He says, well, are you Taimani? You're not Taimani. You can't rely on some crazy Taimani. It's crazy. It's a crazy for us. But an out-of-the-box minug, which is not standard for Kol Klai Yisrael, unless you're a Taimani, minug, he says you can't rely on that and say you don't have to do tshuva. However, Tzel Harim is a little bit more lenient. He says, well, maybe, look, it's not so egregious. You didn't do such a sin against the Mason. You did something which is embarrassing to them, but you wear your tzitzit in the cemetery. It doesn't rise to the level that b'di'evid, if you already left the cemetery, do you have to go back and ask to the Mason? He says, maybe there's room to be lenient about this point. You don't have to be so crazy. But l'chachila, if you're there and you remember, you're talking to your tzitzis, you should say to the mason, I'm sorry for the harm, the hurt that I caused you. We should not have to ever go to a cemetery. You shouldn't need to this chabur. It's not be alacha l'maaseh.